Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels, this is Therese, and welcome to our show tonight. And if you're listening in now, we're glad you're here. If you're going to download it later, that's cool, too. So today, our Thursdays are Transformation Thursday, and usually what I do is I have a live guest on that has overcome obstacles sometimes. Sometimes there's just an amazing story happening. And tonight, I was going to have a guest on, and then just something said, you need to do it this way. And then the guest called and said, hey, I can't do it tonight. I had a crisis emergency, so can we reschedule? And I was like, yes, no problem. So they're going to be on, and I'll give you a quick overview of what's going on in the next few weeks. I've got a guest who's overcome drugs, alcohol, and put his life back together, has a successful business, a successful spiritual and life coach, and really shares how we can all go deep. I've got another one that is an athlete and works with a disability and amazing stories. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. I've got, it's a miracle story. All these are miracle stories. And then I have another woman, a young woman. She's an entrepreneur and is in her early 20s. Okay, and super successful, just opened up her own store. I've got that. I've got a one that is actually doing his, he started out, you know, putting films together in the backseat of his car, actually. I say backseat of his car, but, you know, with the basics, less than the basics, and now he just had his first, the film festival, he just had his first film picked up. So it's on his way to be successful. So what I like to do with Transformation Thursday is have people that are doing normal people that are really succeeding and beating the odds and the obstacles. And a lot of times the obstacles is ourself, right? Biggest ones, you know, to think that we can't do it and can't talk in front of people or can't do what we're passionate about. And sometimes it's just about finding that passion, right? So I've got a bunch of new coaches that are coming on. We've got Donna, and she's a personal development coach and a philosophy, life philosophy, and business and spiritual coach herself. And she's amazing with her story because she overcame some great obstacles herself, with the death of her husband of 20-plus years. And now she's a businesswoman, owns her own business, and is also an angel coach. We have Joy, who's also a coach as well, and she's overcome obstacles and super intuitive, super psychic, and all of them are, okay? Then you have Victoria, and Victoria's going to be on, too, in the next couple of Thursdays. She has the gift of prophecy, and certain things she was talking to me about the other day that are already starting to come true, and she's going to talk about how we can all, you know, if we all want to develop that inside of ourselves, how we can do that. I think that's powerful, you know what I mean? So, to develop that gift and to make it happen and to really, really focus on that right there is key. Victoria's going to talk to us about that. She's been on our show before, and you guys remember her. And, that's something that I like about her, that you guys will get a lot out of, okay? So that's something that I think we all will appreciate. The other thing is that we've got another, just lots of guests coming up. And what I like to talk about tonight, too, is Carrie himself. She's a angel coach, and she and I are going to be start doing show on, I think it's Tuesday night, if I'm not mistaken, or the following Tuesday night, where we're talking about how you can heal yourself, how you can heal your body, and have a way to do that, because people are healing themselves. And how are they doing that, right? Some people can, you know, like we have Victoria who healed herself of Lyme disease, and we have, I've healed myself of sugar issues, and Carrie healed herself of certain things, and there's a formula that you can use that will work for everybody. And tonight, and this was her idea, she wanted to do something on the power of prayer, okay, and how prayer works with everybody. And have a prayer circle, where we pray and meditate. Because when you have a shared idea, man, it works like crazy, okay? You know what I mean? And it gives everybody hope. So if you're sitting there and you're saying, listening to the show and you're saying, how come it never works for me? I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed. because what we're going to do is we're going to show you how to pray and put your prayers out there and your requests out there and expect to receive them. I know myself, I was talking to my cousin who recovered from breast cancer. It's an amazing story. And I said, Robin, and she's going to be a guest. She said, too, as well. We have a couple of cancer stories that are coming on. I said, Robin, did you pray? She goes, every single day. And she goes, I got mad, too. She goes, I got mad at the cancer for being there. And she goes, I recovered from it. And she goes, and she had a sign on the back of her vehicle that says, I beat cancer's butt or whatever. But she said prayer was real key, and I know, Victoria, prayer was real key. And what do you do to pray? How do you pray? And how do you transform your life with prayer? And why does it work sometimes for some people and doesn't work other times for other people? I think it's really about what you pray about and how you pray. So if you go, God, I'm going to use God because you can be anybody. It can be a higher part of yourself or dear universe, dear God. Show me how to heal myself. Show me, and I want to heal my body. Please help me in every way that you can, or every way that you see fit. So usually when we say something like that, we expect mountaintop saying a prayer, right? You know what I mean? And or saying, yes, I'll answer your prayer, or no, I won't answer your prayer, or I'm going to make you wait, and when you get really desperate, I'm going to answer your prayer. Or good luck next time praying to me because I don't feel like doing it this time. Sound familiar? Well, I think that we need to realize that God's not outside of us. God's inside of us, right? And that's the key there. So that part of you that is connected to God, that part of you that is God, however you see it, that's the part you pray to. So if you are already connected to God, or you already feel that you are God, that part of you is God, because, I always think that God is like in the ocean. God's the ocean, and we're waves in the ocean, right? So however you see that, you say, okay, that part of me that's connected to God, that part of me that is God, this is what I want to have. I am creating, because when you say I am, that means the part of you that is connected to God, or that is God, is saying, that's evoking that part of you. I am, the great I am. And you can see the great I am inside of you as this great big figure. It doesn't really matter. But just saying, I am creating a great body that is divine and perfect timing and perfect function. All my organs are, the lump that I have in my breast, for instance, is gone. I'm creating that. And whatever every which way you choose to do that. Or let's say you have a friend of yours that you want to pray for, a family member, and you go, I am praying for my friend John that he gets prosperity in his life. And then if we're on the show here and we have a prayer circle and we're going to do that, can you imagine about if 10 people are praying for that, or, we put, or 20 people are, or 40 people, 100 people, whatever that is, can you imagine how powerful that prayer is? Because when it's a shared idea with numbers, with a lot of different people, then it makes a difference. Not only you, but you have all these other people sending out their positive vibe for your friend John, or your mother, your aunt, or your uncle. Okay, so how do you pray? You just say, I am praying for, I am asking, or I am creating a great healthy body for myself, for my friend John. And you may want to ask John if it's okay to ask that, because a lot of times we pray and we're taught to pray to pray for someone, and they may not want our prayer that way. Maybe they came in this lifetime to experience something before they heal themselves. Or maybe they came into this lifetime to experience cancer and they may die from it, right? But you say, I am pain. And so if you don't know what they're looking for, what to create, a great way to pray for a person is, I am praying for them to achieve what their soul agreement is, whatever that may be, okay, to heal themselves, to experience whatever they may experience, and to have divine guidance in that process, okay? And so that's key right there, too, as well. The other thing, let's say you're praying for yourself. I am creating great prosperity in my life, in my career, and I am, remember that part of you that's connected to God, I am working from love and joy and peace and passion, and I'm creating, prosperity with that, you may say. And so, when you say, I am creating that, and thank you, that part of me that is connected to God, or thank you, the great I am, for giving me that. But you're seeing that part in yourself, okay? And that takes time sometimes, and that takes practice. So those are a couple of things there that you can realize or recognize within yourself. The other thing is expect that to happen. And then once you get your prayers answered, what are you going to give back? Sometimes you're so super pathetic because we don't really expect them to be answered, right? And so you get the part of that is connected to God, and you say, okay, I expect this to be answered. I expect this to happen. I'm being very, if I'm praying for myself, I'm going to ask for this great healing, or not ask for it, but thank you. Thank that part of me that's connected to God, or that is God, for giving it to me, the great I am that's inside of me, and thank you for giving it to me. And then once you get that great healing, or you're expecting it, what are you going to give back? Okay, because when you're asking for something, then, you know, it's like giving and receiving. So you're getting the healing. What are you going to give back to the universe, to your brothers and sisters here, as the Course in Miracles calls us all? And, you know, so it's something that you may want to give back is time to, you know, work there, donate your time to something special, or maybe you help six homeless people. Maybe you turn a page in your own, you know, thought process and say, I'm going to do something that I've never done before. But it's got to be something out of the ordinary, right? Because if you don't do it out of the ordinary, it's just something that you do daily and you're already used to that. But push yourself a little bit. What are you going to give back? You know, I have a friend of mine, Amy. She's been on the show before, and her brother has cancer, and he always used to put other people down because they were homeless, they didn't have a job, or they were poor, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But when he got cancer, one of the things it was a wake-up call for him, because he realized that, you know what, it can happen to anybody, and we're all one under God, and what am I here to learn, and what am I here to teach? And so, you know, he's went on this quest now to figure that out, and also he's healing himself of cancer and giving back. Right? You know what I mean? And, you know, and this whole family has really had some health challenges that they came in here to heal and to realize that we're all part of each other, and that God is not separate from us. God lives inside of us, right? It's not this big wizard on a mountain. So, you know, her brother's healing himself of cancer because he's recognizing that he has a connection to God. He's also realizing that we all have a connection to God, that he's not better because he has more money or more opportunity. That's just who he is right now. You know what I mean? And that's and remember, he recognizes that he has more because he's, you know, there are people that agree to come to the planet, or little souls that came to the planet, big souls came to the planet to show him who he is, because they were not. Okay? And, you know, that's just one of his lessons to learn. That's a lot of our lessons to learn too as well. So I'm getting off all on all of that, so I'm not going to keep you very long tonight on the show. Transformation Thursday's got some wonderful stories that are coming out, and I'm going to promise you this. There are people that are coming on this show in the next few weeks, couple of months, that are going to knock your socks off with their stories. Sarah's going to come here because she got really bad to say, hey, we need to create a prayer circle. Everybody can benefit and reach their goals and find their joy and find their passion. And so she's going to be on next, I think it's next Thursday. I got the schedule to show you this and how to pray, how to meditate, and what you can do. And she and I are putting a show together about healing. Because if we're having all these healing stories of people healing themselves, you know, of diseases that they've never healed, that there's not a lot of people healing themselves from, then how do they do it? And we're going to talk about that next week. So I appreciate you guys being here tonight. I appreciate you guys listening. I'm getting well quite early, and we're going to have some great stories on, so be tuning in, some real miracle stories. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting our show. And like us on Facebook.com/Angel Coaches. Follow us on blogtalkradio.com. I'm also on Twitter. Our Angel Coaches is also on Twitter. And we've got some great new coaches coming out, so be listening for them too as well. You guys are amazing, and appreciate your support once again. Thank you, and have a great night.